Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
As the chaos continues in the streets of Cairo, some 4,000 Egyptians in Massachusetts are watching their homeland from afar. WBUR's Bianca Vasquez-Tonis caught up with some expats as they gathered at the Andela Cafe in Central Square to watch the speech they hoped would change everything.
Like many Egyptians yesterday, Dina El-Zanfali and her friends were giddy with expectation. They thought President Hosni Mubarak would step down.
So I have a thesis to work on. I want him to step down and let's have something, you know, like a stable situation.
El-Zanfali is doing a master's in architecture at MIT. She may be laughing at this point, but she's been taking this uprising very seriously. For the last 2 weeks, she's been glued to the news and staging her own protests in Boston. And she's been getting angry at the way the Egyptian regime and some American pundits have questioned whether Egypt and the young revolutionaries are ready for democracy.
That's really unfair. Have you seen all that crowd? Have you seen all these educated people? We are ready for democracy, and we have been quiet for 30 years, and we have been suffering for 30 years, and now it's our time to get our right.
El-Zanfali huddled with five Egyptian friends around their laptops in the basement of the Andela Cafe to watch Mubarak's speech. The students and professors, all in their late 20s and early 30s, analyzed each part of the speech. They were disappointed Mubarak was reading from notes, not looking into the camera, that it looked pre-recorded. Then it became clear. Mubarak would not step down until the September election. To the group in Cambridge, Mubarak's speech was absurd and disappointing.
It wasn't what we expected or what we hoped for the entire day.
Almira Hussein is a 29-year-old grad student at Boston University.
He's still trying to play at people's emotions, which is something like basically a person who doesn't have anything else to play with. He's just playing with people's emotions. This is his last hope. And I hope the next speech will be basically, I'm out. I hope he should leave.
Hussein's older brother, Islam, is 33 and a professor at Worcester Polytechnic Institute. He says the speech made him feel even more determined that Mubarak has to go. Islam has been in the U.S. more than a decade, and he's never thought of returning to live and work in Egypt because he says it's corrupt. Instead, he thought he could help his country by building bridges between the West and Egypt. But this uprising has changed that.
It's a very different situation right now. And if everything goes the way I would like it to go, of course, I'll be going back. I'll be doing my part.
Until then, Islam and his friends are worried about their loved ones back home. They'll spend more sleepless nights and anxious days watching the news from their laptops. For WBUR, I'm Bianca Vasquez-Tonis.